From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Alabama Farmers Federation is applauding the appointment of U.S. Representative Barry Moore to the House Ag Committee. Federation President Jimmy Parnell says we appreciate Congressman Moore's desire to serve on the House Ag Committee and look forward to working with him to ensure the voice of Alabama farmers continues to be heard. Moore tells alphafarmers.org he's looking forward to serving to impact farmers in the district. The USDA has posted notice that $2.3 billion in supplemental coronavirus food assistance program payments will be temporarily frozen. AgriMarketing.com reports the notice says USDA has suspended the processing and payments under CFAP additional assistance until further notice. USDA and the Biden administration intend to take additional steps to bring relief and support to all parts of food and agriculture during the pandemic. Applications are still being accepted. China's unrelenting appetite for U.S. corn has pushed prices in Chicago to a seven-year high, stoking global supply concerns. According to Bloomberg.com, the USDA last week reported corn export sales to China of 680,000 tons. That's on top of the 1.36 million-ton corn export sale to China reported a day earlier, marking China's largest one-day purchase since July. China is buying up record amounts of American corn to feed a hog herd recovering from African swine flu. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.